Pegasus by Leah Stein. Chapter 1. Hallucination. Lucy was sitting on her front porch, writing in her journal, when she saw something fly across the sky. She ran out into the meadow. She saw it again. It was much too big to be a bird.
Lucy, it's time for lunch.
Her mom was at the door. Lucy looked back up at the sky. It was gone. She walked slowly to her mom, still gazing up at the sky. Her mom was getting annoyed. She was tapping her foot obnoxiously.
Come on, Lucy, she said.
She went inside with her mom. Her little sister Georgia was sitting patiently at the large table. Lucy sat down at the table and started eating the peanut butter and jelly sandwich her mom had prepared for her. The rest of the day, she helped on the farm. That night, she told her sister what had happened outside.
I don't know what it was. It was way too big to be a bird, she said.
Maybe it was Pegasus,
Georgia suggested.
No, they aren't real, she said.
How do you know? Georgia asked.
I just know, Lucy said with a yawn, and the two girls fell asleep instantly.
The rooster was sitting on top of the chicken house. Lucy opened her eyes and stretched. She got dressed and woke Georgia up.
Georgia, time to get up, she said,
and went downstairs to get some breakfast. After breakfast, Lucy and Georgia went to feed the horses. On their way, Georgia found a giant gray feather.
What is this? She asked.
Well, I don't know. It kind of looks like the thing I saw in the sky, Lucy said.
They went to feed the horses and then walked back to the cabin and showed it to their dad.
Oh, I don't know what it is either, he said.
Chapter 2. Will. A few hours later, Lucy and Georgia were riding Shadow, their horse. He was all black, and their dad came out to check on them.
You girls good? He asked.
Yeah,
Lucy and Georgia shouted.
Why don't you girls ride Shadow and Snowball down to Will's house, their dad suggested. I have to go into town and get some groceries.
Okay,
Lucy and Georgia shouted. Snowball was Georgia's pony. Will was their best friend. Lucy hopped on Shadow and Georgia got on Snowball, when suddenly Georgia blurted out,
I forgot something. Be right back.
A few minutes later, she came back with the giant gray feather they found on their way to the stables.
Got it, she exclaimed.
Why are you bringing that? Lucy asked.
I was going to ask Will about it, she said.
And with that, they were off. When they arrived at Will's house, he invited them in, and Georgia said,
Will, since you're a vet, we were wondering if...
She hesitated and started again.
If you could tell us what this is,
Georgia said, handing him the feather. Will took it and said, Well, it looks like... He paused.
It can't be.
He paused again.
It's a feather from a Pegasus, Will said excitedly. Hold on a minute. You're telling me that it's from an animal that doesn't exist, Lucy said. That means Georgia was correct. Maybe you should listen to your sister more often, Georgia muttered.
Where did you find this? Will asked.
Well, on the way to the stables, Georgia said.
We should see if we can find it, Will said.
All right, if you say so, Lucy said.
And they rode back to Lucy and Georgia's house. Chapter 3. Pegasus.
Look, Georgia shouted.
Lucy and Will came running over. Then they saw what Georgia was looking at. There was a trail of giant gray feathers leading to the creek, so they followed it.
Stop!
Lucy was pointing at a gray lump in the grass. Georgia started walking towards it.
Lucy, Will, come here,
she said in an excited whisper. Will followed Georgia.
Guys,
Lucy said with a whine, but she reluctantly followed.
There was a horse laying in the grass. What's wrong with it? Georgia asked.
It's sick, Will said.
Can we take it to the stables, please? Georgia asked.
Are you crazy? We're not taking it with us, Lucy said.
But it would die if we don't, Georgia said.
Georgia's right, Lucy, Will said. There was a long silence. All you could hear was the wind in the trees and the breathing of the horse. After a long time, Lucy finally spoke.
Fine. Yay! Georgia said.
I'll go get a rein, Will said. Then he headed back towards the stables. Georgia was by the horse petting it.
Georgia, please stop. Leave it alone, Lucy said.
A few minutes later, Will came back and they put the rein on the horse and coaxed it into the stables. As soon as they got to the stables, they heard a car pull up and they raced out of the stables.
It wasn't their dad's car, and a stranger got out.
You kids are coming with me, he said.
Lucy pushed Georgia behind her. Or what? Will asked. Just then, Lucy and Georgia's dad pulled up.
Hey, who are you? He asked.
Your children are coming with me,
the man said in a low voice.
Why? Will asked.
Be quiet, kid,
the stranger said.
Get off our property,
Lucy and Georgia's dad said. And just then, more men ran out from behind the tree and grabbed their dad.
Daddy!
Yelled Georgia. Chapter 4. Men in Black. They ran into the stables.
Get them!
Shouted the stranger.
Get in the attic. Georgia, you first. Lucy, go and shut the door behind you, Will said.
But what about you? Lucy asked.
Go!
He yelled at her. Lucy slammed the door behind her and climbed into the attic. She could hear the man screaming,
Get them! Get them!
Lucy, where's Will? Georgia asked.
He's not coming,
she answered, pushing her into the hiding space.
They heard someone say,
Where are the other two?
Lucy looked around. There was a hole just big enough for her to get through.
Georgia, stay here, she said,
and then jumped down on some hay. She could hear someone talking in the distance.
Lucy, Lucy, up here.
She looked up and saw Georgia appearing through the hole.
What are you doing?
Lucy asked. Someone was talking. Georgia started.
Shh, Lucy told her.
I will ask one more time. Where are the other two?
Someone said just around the corner.
I won't tell you, Will's voice said stubbornly.
Georgia, go to the next spot,
Lucy said. Then she looked around the corner. She could see Will and the strangers. Lucy went closer. Somebody was coming up from behind him with a rope in their hands. She wanted to yell, but she would expose Georgia and herself. The man was reaching into his pocket and pulled out what looked like a roll of duct tape. Lucy didn't want to watch. She turned around and climbed on some haystacks back in the attic and found Georgia, and they rushed to a safer spot. Lucy could hear Will yelling. Then suddenly, everything went quiet. Lucy's eyes watered. Georgia started to cry.
Find the other two, a voice ordered.
They heard the door open.
Be quiet. It's going to be all right,
Lucy whispered as she hugged Georgia. Chapter 5. The Warehouse. The door closed.
We couldn't find them, someone said. We'll take this one into town, the first stranger ordered.
Yes, sir.
Lucy climbed to the roof and Georgia followed. Lucy saw Will being shoved into a black SUV. A man looked up and Lucy and Georgia dashed behind the chimney. The man got into the car and drove away. Now there was only one car left and Lucy slid down off the roof. Georgia followed her and they got into the trunk of the car and hid. Just then, someone came out and got in the car. They were moving. In some time, they stopped, and they heard a man get out. Until Lucy was positive the man was gone, they didn't move. Then, they got out of the car trunk. They were at an old warehouse. Lucy took some pictures of the warehouse on her phone. They sneaked to a window and peered inside. They couldn't hear anything but the first stranger talking to someone. Then, he went into another room. Lucy went to look in the next window. She saw Will. He was tied to a wooden chair. Lucy beckoned Georgia over, but she couldn't see, so Lucy lifted her up. Lucy noticed that the window was cracked open a little.
Will,
Lucy whispered.
Will, over here,
she said.
What are you doing here?
Will asked.
We got in someone's trunk, and he stopped here,
Georgia said. Just then, someone walked in, so Lucy and Georgia ducked. He walked over and shut the window, and they could no longer hear what the man was saying, but they heard the faint sound of a door slamming. Lucy took it to mean that the man left, and she opened the screen, and it turns out the man didn't lock the window. She jumped down and lifted Georgia up, then she got in. Lucy started to untie Will, and Georgia locked the door and the window. Will got up, and they heard footsteps coming. Then someone was yelling, and men came around to the window and started banging on it. Soon, the glass started to break. They looked around, and Lucy noticed a fireplace.
Guys, over here, she shouted.
Georgia ran over and started to climb up. Then Lucy went up, and then Will. Chapter 6. The Escape.
What did he want?
Lucy asked Will when he got to the roof. He wanted the Pegasus. Apparently, they set up cameras and saw us there. They made it sick so they could catch it and sell it for a lot of money, he said.
How much? Georgia asked.
I don't know, he didn't say, Will said.
What we need to worry about right now is how we are going to get home, Lucy said.
Right, Will agreed.
So? Georgia asked, looking at them.
I don't know, Lucy said.
Well, we can stay here until they leave, Will suggested.
Good plan, Lucy said sarcastically.
Well, do you have a better one? He asked.
Lucy blushed. No.
They waited until the men left. Then they made their plan.
How do we get down? Georgia asked.
Lucy rummaged in her bag, then pulled out a long rope. She tied it to the nearest smokestack. Surprisingly, it reached the base of the building.
Will started to climb down. Then Lucy went, and Georgia followed.
Anyone know how to get home? Will asked.
Yep, Lucy said as she pulled out her phone.
In a few hours, they were almost home.
Will, can you stay with us tonight?
Georgia asked him.
Georgia, he has to get home too, Lucy said.
No, it's all right. My parents are out of town, Will explained.
Are you sure? Lucy asked him.
Absolutely positive, he said.
Okay, Lucy said. They kept walking toward Lucy and Georgia's house.
Chapter 7. The Release.
The next morning, Lucy, Will, and Georgia went to go and check on the Pegasus. They gave it food and water, and Will tried to make it feel better.
It should be better in an hour or so, he said.
Okay, Lucy said.
Is it going to be all right? Georgia asked.
Yes, it should be, Will said. You guys want to get some breakfast? Lucy asked.
Sure, Georgia and Will said.
They went back inside, got some breakfast, and then went back outside for a little while. It was sunny and warm. Lucy sat on the swing reading her book. Georgia was playing tag with Lily and Mojo, their dogs, and Will was helping the Pegasus. He loved helping animals. Lucy remembered when they used to run around in the grass and play Ring Around the Rosie. She laughed. Good time, she thought.
I think that we can let it go now,
Will yelled to them. Lucy was so lost in her thoughts that he made her jump.
Oh, okay, Lucy said.
Lucy set her book down and walked over to him. Georgia ran.
Its wings are healed, he said.
Where do we let it go? Georgia asked.
In the fields, Will answered.
Okay, let's go, Lucy said.
And they started walking towards the field with the Pegasus on the same rein they took it to the stables with.
Georgia sighed.
I don't want to let it go.
We have to. We can't keep it forever, Lucy said.
And they got to the fields, and Will took the reins off the Pegasus. It took a running start, flapping its wings. It did a loop-de-loop in the air and started flying towards them. They ducked, and it flew right over them. They all laughed. It was like it was saying, thank you. Lucy, Will, and Georgia watched it until they couldn't see it anymore. Then they turned and walked home. The end.